This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Annual report of policy and main functions shows progress on government-set annual targets and milestones. Dismal. House of Representatives meeting adjourned without entering business following the protest from MPs of CPN Maoist Center over the use of the term violence. And gunmen kill a polio worker and policeman during a vaccination campaign in Pakistan. Now, the news in detail. The work progress of government set annual activities and milestones for the year 2023-24 was found dismal. According to the annual report of policy and main functions, the fiscal year 2023-24 made public by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, only 42% of the activities and 48.5% of the milestones set for the fiscal year were completed. The report mentioned that among a total of 414 activities determined by the government in the economic sector last year, 167 were completed, 229 are in operation, and 19 are yet to start. According to the report, the Ministry of Federal Affairs and General Administration remained the highest scorer in achievement, with the highest 87%, and Ministry of Urban Development the lowest with 9%. Likewise, the Ministry of Finance was also found weak in performance with 29%. The report noted that 48 milestones could not be completed due to disputes and legal complications, 44 due to delays by contractors and consultants, 26 due to restructuring of plans and programs, 14 due to disasters and adverse weather, 5 due to problems in the supply of construction materials, and 20 due to other reasons. The government has banned the use of Trade Management System, TMS, in government offices across the country during office hours. The government placed a prohibition on carrying out share transactions in office during the office hours after the government employees were found busy transacting shares instead of providing effective services to the service seekers. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, had carried out monitoring following oral and written complaints that the employees, especially inside the Singha Darbar, the central government secretariat complex, were engaged in share transactions during office hours while abandoning their regular official works. Letters to this effect has also been sent to all ministries, commissions, secretariats, and the chief secretary, the chief ministers, and the office of the Council of Ministers of all 7 provinces, with the conclusion that it is not appropriate to carry out private transactions in the share market from the office during office time. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli has stressed the need for doubling agricultural production by adopting modern and productive agrarian methods. Addressing the 13th Annual General Assembly of Agriculture and Forestry University at Barwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli called on the university to produce skilled human resources to bring about reforms in the agricultural sector. The Prime Minister, who is also the Chancellor of the university, emphasized collaboration among the government, cooperatives and private sector for the modernization of the agricultural sector. The head of the government also shared that the government is planning fruit cultivation in vacant land in the forest to ensure self-reliance on food production. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Oli has said late leader Subhas Chandra Nembang played a pivotal role in facilitating the promulgation of the constitution from the historic Second Constitution Assembly. Addressing a memorial function commemorating the first death anniversary of Constitution Assembly Chair and CPN-UML's then Vice Chair Subhas Nembang in Lalitpur yesterday, Prime Minister Oli remembered late leader Nembang as a true follower of democracy. The House of Representatives meeting has been adjourned without entering into the main business following a debate between MPs of the ruling party and the main opposition party over the use of the term violence. The debate surfaced after CPN-UML MP Yogesh Bhattarai on the 28th of August termed the armed conflict led by then-Maoists as violence. In response, MPs of CPN-Maoists CPN Maoist Center expressed objection to the term and demanded that the word be removed from the records of the parliament. However, Speaker Devaraj Ghimire informed that the House, since the word violence was not found to be unparliamentary, it should not be removed from the records. Then MPs of the Maoist Center protested by saying that the use of the word violence is a violation of the constitution. Maoist Center Chief Whip Hitaraj Pandey and MP Devendra Podil said the use of the word violence degraded the armed conflict waged by the Maoists. But CPN UML Chief Whip Mahesh Bartola and MP Raghuji Panta claimed that the word violence was not aimed at any particular individual but the heinous and inhuman activities that took place during the armed conflict. However, the opposition MPs continued with their protest, prompting the Speaker to adjourn the meeting till the 15th of September. Earlier, expressing their views during the zero hour of the meeting, lawmakers from the ruling Nepali Congress demanded the resignation of the Deputy Speaker, Indira Rana Magar. Nepali Congress lawmakers said the dignitary like the Deputy Speaker must know whether the signing of the recommendation letter for the visa process for the USA was appropriate or not. The lawmakers suggested Deputy Speaker Rana assist in the investigation process by resigning from the post. However, Rashtriya Swatantra Party lawmakers argued that the Deputy Speaker should not resign from the post since she already clarified for not having adequate knowledge regarding the issuance of the letter 19 months ago. In the meantime, the ruling Nepali Congress has urged Deputy Speaker Rana to resign from her post. A meeting of the party's office bearers and former officials held yesterday at Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba's residence in Bura Nilkanta decided to ask for the resignation of the Deputy Speaker. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Police said gunmen in northwestern Pakistan killed a polio worker and a policeman on Wednesday during the latest campaign to vaccinate millions of children in the country. Pakistan and Afghanistan are the only countries in the world where polio remains endemic despite an effective vaccine. Militants have killed hundreds of officers and polio workers over more than a decade. The attack happened in Bazaur district, close to the border with Afghanistan, just 2 days after the Islamic State group claimed an improvised bomb attack on a polio vaccination team in the same district that wounded 9 people. According to the UNICEF, the number of polio cases in Pakistan has fallen dramatically from around 20,000 annually in the early 1990s to just 8 cases in 2018. However, according to Pakistan's polio eradication program, there has been a surge in cases again with 17 reported since January compared to only 6 last year. Pockets of Pakistan's mountainous border regions remain resistant to inoculation as a result of misinformation, conspiracy theories and some firebrand clerics declaring it un-Islamic. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country and the effect of the low pressure system in and around Madhya Pradesh, India, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy in Sudur Pashchim province and partly to generally cloudy in the rest of the provinces today. Light rain with thunder, lightning and gusty winds is likely to occur in many places of Sudur Pashchim province and in some areas of the rest of the provinces with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two locations of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim province today. Furthermore, the division has forecast rain for 3 days beginning today. In a special bulletin issued yesterday, the division said heavy rain is likely in some parts of the country in this period, urging people to remain alert amid such possibility. The division further states that the monsoon low pressure line is situated towards the south than its normal position. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 31.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Annual report of policy and main functions shows progress on government set annual targets and milestones dismal. House of Representatives meeting adjourned without entering business following protest from MPs of CPN Maoist Center over the use of the term violence, and gunmen kill a polio worker and a policeman during a vaccination campaign in Pakistan. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.